If you have drawn this sigil, you are currently in denial in this situation. The question is, what are you avoiding admitting to or accepting? Denial is refusing to accept or admit to the truth of the reality of something unpleasant. An example of this is a person who has been left by their spouse and who continues to think and speak and act as if they are just on vacation. When we can't deal with, change, or eliminate something painful, in order to avoid despair, we simply deny whatever is painful. But it is a powerfully unconscious state of being, because to slip into denial, a person has to stop seeing, feeling, and hearing any proof to contradict it. At some level, they have to go into a bubble so as not to be reached by the proof of the world. You might think that denial is a good tool. After all, if someone can ignore proof in a law of attraction-based universe and focus on what they want to be true, they will manifest that into reality instead. Right? Wrong. Denial is a state of resistance and suppression. It is a pushing against what is unwanted. It is a refusal to accept something. It is a war with what is. And whatever we resist persists. Keep in mind that denial is not just about denying that there is a problem. Some people see there is a problem, but their denial comes in the form of minimizing the impact it has on their lives, excusing it, forgetting it, or rationalizing it. Denial does not work because unless you know where you actually are, you cannot know where you want to be, and you can't take the appropriate step between here and there. The lurking shadow underneath the denial is that the person who is in denial knows in some place inside himself or herself that they are lying to themselves. One of the most dangerous places for there to be denial is in relationships. Denial in a relationship makes a relationship impossible. People may be in the same room physically, but they are in different realities completely, and usually the one who is not coping with denial is in torment, because they are not just alone, they are alone in their pain. Ask yourself, what am I really afraid I might be in denial about right now? Make a list. Denial runs deep, but often it doesn't run deep enough to totally silence the little voice inside that is warning you about the potential truth of an unpleasant reality. Then ask yourself with each item on the list, if the voice of denial were not so loud, what would the unpleasant voice underneath it be saying to me about this situation? See if you can really accept these unpleasant truths. Acceptance is the opposite of denial and avoidance. What does it mean to accept something? To accept is to recognize something as valid or correct. Doing this makes your being consent to receiving it and digesting it as truth, instead of fighting to not acknowledge it and not take it in. Acceptance has nothing to do with condoning something or condemning something. It has nothing to do with whether you want to change something or not. It is simply about being able to acknowledge something as valid enough to let that acknowledgement in instead of fighting to keep it out. If you have drawn this sigil, take a look at the situation and ask yourself, what am I unwilling to accept in this situation? Why am I unwilling to accept that? If I accepted that, what would it mean, or what bad thing would happen?